A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Yes, Tony and Val McGinley with us on the line. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for joining us again this week.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, listeners.
Great stuff. Now, we'll start with a query that's come into us here, and if anyone has questions or queries, get them into us now. This one says, I've been driving for over 20 years now. I had it instilled into me to indicate when turning, while at the same time not to believe other cars' indicators. But fewer drivers seem to bother with indicating nowadays. Almost every journey I make, I come across drivers who just do not indicate as to where they're going and where they're turning. I'm wondering if I should bother to use mine, given the way things are going.
Well, not to use your indicator would be a foolish omission, I think. And yes, there are now, of course, I suppose, three, even four times as many drivers on the road as there were 20-odd years ago. And by definition, there is far more pressure on the system, and there are far more plonkers out there who are not going to indicate as well. So I think it's just a natural growth of a problem. My own pet hate is when people don't look when they're going to cross on a zebra crossing. So many people are talking on their phone, they come up to a zebra crossing, without looking, they cross. And, you know, it's almost that they believe they're in a safe zone or something like that. But, yeah, I think it's a symptom of our times, really. And, you know, just put up with it is what I would say.
Yeah, I go along with that. I think the lesson is, listener, take great care. One way or the other, whether you're walking or driving, take care.
Yeah. And the onus is on you to, just because other people aren't obeying the rules of the road, I suppose, the onus is on you to make sure you know what you're doing and you give people as much notice as possible, pedestrians, cyclists and other drivers.
Yeah, it's a problem with the rules of the road. I think all of the weight seems to go on drivers, and even cyclists get away with murder. And every user, pedestrian, cyclist, somebody pushing a pram, has a certain duty to check their use of the road. And I think the law may have to change a wee bit at some stage to indicate that.
Yeah, I think I'm in my 70s, and I know that since I was driving years ago, loads of the rules of the roads have changed.
Yeah.
So I think it beholds each one of us to become au fait with what the modern laws are,
yeah,
and to abide by them.
Yeah, yeah. And look, it could be a situation here whereby, you know, this person is just noticing more and more people. They could have always been there, but they're keeping more of an eye out for it now because they're seeing it happen, that there are some people out there who just fall into bad habits, are bad drivers, and go about their business this way, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, there are many times more, four, maybe five times as many cars as when I was younger on the roads today. And the pressure, especially at school times or lunch hours or whatever, the pressure on the system is enormous. And, you know, one or two plonkers in that lot and you're in trouble. And, you know, I think we all have to be a little bit more aware. And I think there is a scheme for updating, you know, the rules of the road and educating the public. And I think it may be coming to a time when there is a need nationally on television and radio, etc., to bring people's awareness back to the dangers of the road.
Okay, all right, and that's a fair point, all right. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the show on 066 712 3666. You can text and WhatsApp us on 083 300 3300. We want to hear from you on the programme. Give us your thoughts and queries for Tony and Val. We'll get to more with them after we take these.
A Problem Shared with Tony and Val on Kerry Today.
Keep your comments and views coming into us. We have another query here for Tony and Val. Something upset me and I can't understand just what happened. My friend got scammed for thousands of euro. I'm amazed. Why didn't she delete the obvious scam text that she got? She and her husband are at loggerheads over the lost money. Unfortunately, this is an all too common problem these days.
Well, I'll go first on this one. a few months ago, I got a letter, and I went into absolute shock. Totally forgot that I had a receipt. Excuse me. Totally.
Tony, you take it over from there, thanks.
I take it from a different angle here now. I mean, we're living in a world where scammers are getting more and more clever. Any of us can easily get caught. And the way they catch you is extraordinary. Some of them are so, so clever. So basically, I got caught myself, or nearly caught about a year ago, and it looked so legitimate. There was an ad for, I think it was Echo Shoes, and I was looking for a pair of decent leather shoes, and it was on Facebook. And I went into the site, and I ordered a pair of shoes. But something didn't ring right. I don't know what it was, but I rang up Visa people, Visa, and I said, look, I've just bought a pair of shoes, but I'm worried about this. And they said, oh, that's a scam. And immediately stopped the money, and everything was fine. But it's so easy to get caught. You want to be a genius not to get caught. And I think, you know, basically you can't trust anything that you're not familiar with. If there's something on the net or something on the phone, don't trust it. Test it 20 ways before you deal with it. And, I mean, I recently insured the car, and, you know, both myself and Val were worried about there being a scam, because it was a new insurance. Well, it's not a new insurance company, but it was one we hadn't dealt with in 40 years, I suppose. And there was a feel that there mightn't be something right. Everything worked out fine, but you have to be doubly, trebly, and quadruply on the defensive, and being aware that there are tens of thousands of people out there trying to scam people.
Okay, all right.
And yeah, as propos this situation, it could have been me, listener.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have deleted the text. I would have got caught.
Yeah, because you're stressed. You're in the moment. You might think, oh my God, this is something real. It's frightening how easy it can happen. Even how crazy it sounds when you sit back and think afterwards, why did I fall for that?
Yeah, it's too easy. It's way too easy to get caught. And, you know, if you're not really, really sharp, you can easily get caught up in it.
Yeah, you certainly can. Well, we've a couple of more queries coming to us here, and in relation to indicating and driver behaviour, Tony. A person in the car gave me a rude gesture yesterday morning as she'd approached Clash Roundabout in the middle of the roundabout and was not indicating, and I thought she was going straight on, so I carried on through the roundabout. Then she turned around the roundabout and nearly hit me. The woman appeared to be proceeded then to make a rude gesture at me, even though I suppose she was in the wrong, Tony.
Well, whoever is on the roundabout has the right. So if you're not on the roundabout and there's somebody coming around, regardless whether they're indicating or otherwise, you have to allow them to pass. And basically, it's a moot question, really. Was she in the wrong or wasn't she? Well, I mean, giving somebody a rude sign is definitely not right. But was she wrong about, you know, continuing around the roundabout or whatever? And basically, the rule is, do indicate and don't believe what other people are indicating indicating.
That's the safest way to go about it, unfortunately. Another listener gets in touch on behaviour on the roads. I was driving by the Kerrys last week. A young fellow passed me on the bend driving a very fancy car. I flashed and beeped my horn at the speed he was going. He put up his hand out the window and stuck his fingers up at me. There was a lady walking. He didn't care about her safety. He was just laughing. I was so mad at the speed of the car. So frustrating, says the listener.
Well, unfortunately, they were always there. I mean, I can remember back 50 years ago, you had young drivers who behaved appallingly, and they're still there, only there's more of them there now. And there's nothing you can do about it. As I say, if you get angry and lose your cool, then you might have an accident. So, I mean, basically put that down to ignorance. You know, you'll get them, always get those types.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk because I've got a tickle in my throat, so I'm out of it. Sorry, folks.
Okay, no problem, no problem, Val, that's no problem. Hopefully you get well soon, that's for sure, in relation to that. Okay, keep your views and comments coming into us in relation to that. Interesting point there, Tony, in terms of that road rage, shall we say. Is there any point in holding on to that frustration and anger at the other person? Or is it just a useless emotion? Because they don't care, like that person was laughing, they're not. They're going to drive on and work away.
Essentially, the bottom line is there's no point in holding on to it. I suffer from that sort of rage myself quite frequently, and you know, but other than giving yourself a thump or swearing to yourself, there's nothing else you can do about it. You can report it if you have a number, and you know, it might be a good idea, in fact, if you have the car number, report it. And if the guards are prepared to give your man a phone call and remind him that they're watching him or something like that, it might help his behaviour. But other than that, there's nothing much you can do.
All right, fair enough, fair point. Give us your views on that. Guys, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us on the programme this week.